Reading from the Jiva Dharma, Chapter 38, Sringaras Rasvachar. Omigana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Taitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So greetings from New York, the Bhakti Center. Pretty much busy. Whoops, lost my place. One second. I'm pretty much busy all day meeting people. So we're describing Sringara Ras. And the pastimes of... Have to find that we're on the pastimes of Krishna are called Astaka Kaliya Leela. They happen in 8 times of the day. Rasa Vaisaha, the ultimate reality is Rasa. And Rasa means perfected love, which is perfected pleasure. The Supreme Lord is Rasika. Rasika means a connoisseur. He's a connoisseur of love. And love manifests in Leela. If there is God and he's the Supreme Enjoyer, and the Supreme Enjoyer is love, then love happens in relationship. And relationships are manifest in Leela or pastimes. So right now, it's just a section where he's describing, of course, this is, somehow I can't find my place. One second. So there are various pastimes which Krishna has, and they're described by great acharyas for advanced meditation in bhakti. And meditation means that opening up our consciousness and concentration to an object. In bhakti, the object is an object of devotion. And there's an energy of love that manifests in that concentration. Tesham satatiyaktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhiyogam tvam yenam. Want to worship me with love and devotion? I give them the knowledge which they come back to me. So this is bhakti. It's a reciprocal process. And of course, the essence of all practices is to in bhakti is to remember Krishna and not forget him. So eventually, in one's practice of Krishna consciousness, you'll come to the level of meditating on Leela. This is called sadhana kram. It's a step-by-step process. Nam, Rup, Guna, Leela. First there is the name, then there is the form. Then there is the qualities, and then there is the Leela. So within the name, it's Krishna, all these things are there. And by concentration, practice, which means concentration on the holy name over a prolonged period of time without any interruption, in the right mood, then one realizes the name and invokes the manifestation of Krishna within the name. I make this point all the time that in terms of being, the ultimate reality is being. It means that being is revealed by the will of being, just like your nature is revealed by your will. And generally, one is manifest himself in response to love. Vijay, so now this is just a description of the general template of the pastimes at the different times of the day. And because the pastimes of Krishna are not ink and paper, they are chit-shakti, they're spiritual. It means they are Krishna, Krishna in sound, Krishna in message, Krishna in pastime. The revelation of them comes not just by reading intellectually, but by using the intellect in Krishna's service in a devotional mood. And then the full purport of what is being described in all its details is revealed. And that's seen in books like Krishna Balanamrita and Krishna Lilamrita by Krishnas Kaviraj. So Vijay is asking, what are the Aparhana Lila afternoon pastimes, Goswami? Vrindadevi continues, O Narada, Krishna rejoins his cowherd boys and returns to Vraja. By the sweet sound of his murali, he assembles all the cows from every direction and steals away the hearts of the Vrajavasis. When Nanda and the other Vrajavasis hear the sweet sound of Srihari's Venu and see the sky being covered with the dust raised by the cow's hooves, they become eager to see him and immediately proceed in that direction. So the afternoon pastimes, Krishna is coming back from the field. I think they first hear his kirtan or his flute. Then maybe they see the dust, and then finally they get direct darshan. And because there is intense love, love is an energy between two beings in relationship, and the most intense energy or the most intense love is our love for God. So it's the most powerful emotion, and it draws one aggressively towards Krishna. When Nanda and the other Vrajavasis hear the sweet sound of Srihari's Venu and see the sky being covered with the dust raised by the cow's hooves, they become very eager to see him, immediately proceed in that direction. After returning to her home and being bathed, dressed, and ornamented by the Sakis, Srimati Radhika prepares various types of food for Pranavallabha and anxiously leaves with her gopis to take his darshan. When Krishna returns to the outskirts of Vraja on the way from Gocharan, all of the Vrajavasis gather on both sides of the royal path. Sri Krishna greets everyone and offers respects according to age, qualities, and so forth. This is very beautiful. Krishna, the Vrajavasis are lining the path when Krishna comes back. And as he's coming back, you can imagine the very sweet exchanges he has with the people according to the relationship. Some he favors by looking at them, some by embracing, some by sweet words, and some by jubilant, sweet, smiling glances overflowing with praise. Narada, Sri Krishna offers respectful namaskar both by bodily gestures and by respectful words to all the elderly gopis. Falling down, he offers Shashtanga Dandavat to the feet of Maharaj Nanda, Yasoda Mayi and Rohini Mayi, and gives special delight to his beloved gopis with his Kripa Kataksha, merciful sidelong glances. In return, the various Brajvasis offering blessings, exchange sweet words, worship him, and so on. He then carefully herds the cows into the Gosala. Afterwards, at the request of their parents, Sri Krishna and Dauji Balaram go to their rooms and bathe and take a little prasad. And after requesting their parents' blessings, the two divine brothers again proceed eagerly towards the Gosala to milk the cows. What are the Shyam Leela, pastimes during dusk and early evening? Goswami. Then Krishna milks some of the cows himself and engages others in milking the rest. When this is done, he returns to the house with his father, followed by hundreds of servants carrying pots of milk. Arriving home, he sits beside Nanda Maharaj, his uncles, his cousins Balaram and the cowherd, while Yasoda Rahini and the elderly gopis serve them, and he relishes varieties of food preparations that are chewed, sucked, licked, and drunk. Shratur Bihasi Bhagavat Prasada. Bijay, please tell me about the Pradosha Leela, pastimes of the first part of night. Goswami, in great excitement, Sri Radhika cooks varieties of food preparations and sends them by her gopi friends to Krishna and Nanda Bhavan, even before her mother-in-law orders her to do so. Along with his fathers and the cowherd boys, Sri Krishna repeatedly relishes and praises the varieties of preparations sent by Sri Radha, as well as many others given by Yashoda Mayi. Then Krishna goes with his father, friends, and relatives to the assembly hall where singers and dancers entertain them with sweet song and dances. Meanwhile, the Sakis take Krishna's remnants and offer them to Radhika in a secret place. Sri Radhika distributes them amongst the gopis in order of seniority, and deeply absorbed in thoughts of him, she honors him with great delight. After enjoying these remnants, her gopi friends decorate her very charmingly. She's then ready to go on Abhisar, meeting with a Priyatama Sham. Vijay, Prabhu, I'm being very eager to hear about the Ratri Leela, the night pastimes. Sri Vindadevi said, I send a certain gopi from here to Srimati Radhika, who, accompanied by her gopi friends, then comes to a divine bejeweled bower inside the Nikunj. It is situated on the banks of the Jamuna, densely covered by kalpavriksha trees. According to the messenger's Sakhi's indication, Srimati Radhika dresses in clothes that suit the brightness of the moon. During the dark fortnight, Krishna Paksha, she dresses in dark clothes, while in the bright fortnight, Shukla Paksha, she wears light or white clothes. Meanwhile, Krishna eats in his father's assembly hall, watching various types of wonderful shows and listening to Kadyayani Sangeeta songs that captivate the mind. After that, he suitably rewards and satisfies the performers with wealths of grain, accept worship from Nanda Maharaj's subject, and proceeds with his mother towards his bedroom. After Yasoda Mayi has put Krishna to sleep, she leaves his room and goes to rest in her own room. Thereupon, Krishna, who is only pretending to be asleep, silently leaves his room, taking care not to be noticed by anyone. He goes to join his concert at the assigned meeting place, Sungate. There they perform various pastimes, headed by singing and rasa dancing together in the forest with their sakis or gopis. After spending almost 2.5 praharas of the night performing various other pastimes of the Ras Lila, such as bathing in the Jamuna, the two moatis enter their nikunj unnoticed by the sleeping birds. In that solitary kunj, Radha and Krishna lie down on a sublime bed of flowers, just suitable for their mind-captivating amorous pastimes. Then they rest while the most confidential gopis render their service. Vijay, this is the most celebrated Sri Krishna's Ashtakaliya Lila, in which the ingredients of all types of rasa are present. The various types of rasas that I have discussed with you previously are all present in this Lila. You should keep rendering your service at your assigned place, at the appointed time, in your appointed group, and with your specific relationship. When Vijay Kumar had heard all these descriptions from Sri Guru Goswami's lotus mouth, he became overwhelmed with bhava. Tears of prema rolled down his cheeks, and the hairs on his body stood on end. He spoke a few words in a flattering voice and then fell unconscious at Sri Gopal Guru's lotus feet. Sometime later, when he regained consciousness, Sri Gopal Guru Goswami embraced him with great affection and stroked his head. Streams of tears also fell from Sri Guru Goswami's eyes. Eventually, realizing that it was very late at night, Vijay Kumar offered Dandavat Pranam at Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet, composed by himself, and walked slowly to his place. Now Rasa Katha began to appear in the heart, day and night. Thus ends the 38th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Sringara Ras, Mukhya Sambhog, and Astaka Lila. Chapter 39, Entering Lila. Now an intense longing possessed Vijay Kumar, that's the qualification, is your lobha, your greed. Nothing seemed to please him, and he could no longer steady his heart, even after having darshan of Jagannath Dev in the temple. He had long ago understood the fundamentals of Ras Tattva, but it was only now, in Sri Gopal Guru Goswami's association, that he came to understand Madhurya Ras with its Staibhav, Dibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, and Devachari Bhav. Different bhavas manifested in the hearts at different times. While one bhava would arise and immerse himself in bliss, and then a new bhava would invade his heart, he passed his days in this way, completely helpless to check the awakening and movement of any bhava in his heart or its transformation into another bhava. Consequently, one day he approached the lotus feet of Sri Guru Goswami and submitted the following: Prabhu, by your unlimited compassion, I have learnt everything, but I cannot control my real self, so I cannot firmly establish myself in Krishna Lila. Kindly bestow upon me whatever instructions you may think suitable for me in my presence. Sri Guru Goswami began overjoyed to see Vijay Kumar's bhavas. Thought to himself, alas, how glorious and wonderful the nature of Krishna Prema is. It makes happiness seem like distress, and the distress like happiness. He then said to Vijay Kumar, my dear son, now you should adopt the means by which you can enter into Krishna Lila. Okay, I'm going to have to go now, but thank you all for coming, but this is about all I can do now. Vanshakalpa, Tarubya, Strakapasindubiri, Bajapati, Tanampana.